This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome in and welcome back, everybody, to the Liga MX podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Cooper, your host, and next to me, as always, is my good friend and co-host RJ, and we are back for a special edition for the second leg of the Liga MX quarterfinal round of the playoffs, coming off of a 1-1 show early in the week, but luckily we did give out some leans on that Tigres Pachuca under, which was an easy winner. RJ gave out a lean on the Club America over, which was an easy winner. And then our official plays, of course, went 1-1 as RJ absolutely crushed the Toluca over 2.75. That was an easy winner. And then we didn't hit on the Cruz Azul Monterrey, both teams to score. But we're back and ready to talk some more games, some more analysis, and get you guys hopefully some more winners. So, yeah, how we doing, RJ?
Doing good, Coop. Good to be here on a we're filming this on mid-Friday. So looking forward to getting into the weekend. And you know, it was some pretty wild games and some pretty dull games in the first leg of the quarters, right? Yep. 7-goal thriller in Club America, 7-goal thriller in Toluca, you know, a 0-0 draw in Cruz Azul, and then the 1-0 win for Tigres over Pachuca last night. So yeah, let's see what we can get into in the second leg here.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good to get that first leg out of the way, kind of see where the teams stand, how they looked tactically, and kind of get a feel for what we can expect for these second leg matchups. But you got a play that I really like. We talked about it a little bit before the show, so if you want to get into it, go ahead.
Yep, I'll kick us off. So the one and only play I'll be looking at and on this weekend, it's going to be Sunday evening at 8:06 p.m. Eastern time. Again, one of those unique start times. Santos Laguna versus Toluca, right? So we're on the over for the leg one yesterday. I like Toluca. I like Santos Laguna to bounce back here, get a win at home. Looking at money line, the official play is money line at -130. The goal total here is over 3. I didn't love that as much as I did in the first leg. Both teams to score is -170 here. So a quick recap, as I said, we saw a 7-goal thriller. Toluca won yesterday, 4-3. Toluca were able to find the net in the fourth minute with a nice, beautiful header off a set piece. Then again in the sixth minute from, if you remember me saying the old timer, so to speak, the 34-year-old Cerveso was right, able to find the net with a nice, nice little rip to the bottom corner.
Yep.
And then Santos answered with two of their own in the first half. One of those was a penalty. Another highlight is, Juan Bruneta, the midfielder for Santos, picked up a late red card in the 83rd minute. They had gone down a man, they gave up a late PK, and that's why they lost this match, right? Yeah. They were the stronger team. They only had 36% possession yesterday, but they were the stronger team. They looked better. They were just more fluid. The set pieces looked smoother.
Yeah.
And I know, heading back home down a goal, they're licking their chops here, right? That 4-3 in aggregate down a goal. And they were the strongest home side. As I mentioned in the first show of the playoffs here the other day, they're the strongest side in Liga MX at home. They scored 24 goals in their 9 home matches. They allowed just 7 goals. They averaged over 3 goals, just around 3 goals, 4 over their last 6 home matches, and allowed just 0.5 goals against. And they kept a clean sheet in 3 out of their last 6 home matches. They're 8-0-1 at home this year. So I haven't lost at home. 1 draw. Backs against the wall. I expect a very strong performance from them. They are the superior side. And I think, without overlooking it from a stat perspective, Toluca's shaky on the road. I mean, they're not terribly weak. They're not terribly strong. I'd call them just mediocre. They did lose their last three, or at least had two losses and one draw. They lost to Atletico San Luis. They lost to Tigres most recently, and then they drew against Mazatlan.
Yep.
So, not a side I can confidently trust on the road, and with their one goal lead, you know how this is with two leg setups, right? The team who's down is, and if it's a strong team going back home, you know, at the very least, you'd expect them to take the win here. I don't know if they'll end up, you know, advancing. I think they will. I think Santos Laguna are far superior, to be truthful. And I see a, you know, if I had to guess, I mean, but don't quote me on it, maybe a 3-1, 3-0 type win for Santos on Sunday. So official play is money line at -130.
Yeah, I feel good about this play. I took a look at the first half team total over just because I expect a quick response from the Santos team with them being back at home. We've kind of like, you know, hit the hammer on over and over regarding this Toluca team. And what I mean by that is we've talked about how bad their defense has been. Like for the last five or six matches, I mean, when they were on the road at that Mazatlan game, they allowed 10 big chances. I'm never gonna forget that, because I don't know if I've ever seen a stat line look like that where you allow 10 big chances. Luckily for them, all 10 were missed. That's not gonna happen on the road at Santos. Santos is gonna put them away. They've got the superior quality. You know, you already mentioned it. They looked like they had better quality, even as the road team with less possession. That game ended 4-3. Obviously, it was a really fun game. But to me, I pretty much agree with you on this one. I think it's a great spot. You know how I feel about this team. It's one of my favorite teams going into the season, and they know how to find the back of the net at home. That place is going to be rocking. So really looking forward to watching this one. I might find an angle for it to be on myself, just because that's how much I like this spot for Santos. But yeah, looking forward to watching this one.
Same, very much. Sunday night matinee, so to speak. So
absolutely. Right on. Well, that's our first pick in the books. I will get to mine. I'm going to be going to the second leg of Pachuca and Tigres here. Definitely a big heavyweight match. Both of these teams, kind of an update on the recent news, will be participating in next year's CONCACAF Champions League. So two big clubs going head-to-head here. Tigres won the first leg 1-0 at home, thanks to a 83rd minute Pierre Gignac penalty. He wasn't the guy that got fouled, but he was the one that took it and finished it, as that's what he usually does. So clinical finish from Pierre there, as always. And I'm going to be on both teams to score here. I gave out the under 2.5 as a lean on last week's on earlier in the week's podcast. It looked like it was going to be 0-0, honestly, and it probably should have been if it wasn't for that penalty. So the lean was good there, but I think this is a completely different game here. Going back to Pachuca, they're down 0-1 here on aggregate, and there's going to be desperation in the air. Both teams in that first leg just went into it and played like, we're just going to like chill, and we're not going to take any chances. And if this is 0-0, both teams were okay with it being 0-0. And that tells me something about Tigres, because that means they're not scared to go on the road and bag a goal or two if they need to. So I think this is honestly a fireworks show. I think both teams to score here is probably pretty easy. I mean, I think this probably goes over as well, just because it was obvious, like, There was no chances being taken, that there were no risk being taken in that first leg. And neither team can really afford to play that way. Even Tigres being up 1-0 on the road, I don't think that they'll play that way. I think that this is going to be up and down, a lot of fun. This is going to look a lot different than the first leg did. We know both of these teams obviously can score when they want to, as they're respectively number one and number three in the league in expected goals. Pachuca's number one in expected goals at home at 2.29 at home, which is a great number. These two teams have met in the playoffs most recently as 2019. Both legs ended 1-1. you know, plenty of attacking firepower for both of these teams. Pachuca's got, you know, led by Ibanez. They've got speed on the wings with Hurtado and Ibarra. Tigres, obviously, with Pierre Gignac, Quiñones, and a very important piece that's back, we've talked about it, is Thabin being back now. He came in, he subbed in at the end of the game, last match, and to me provided a big spark with his service, with his cuts, with all kinds of stuff. He looks really good. So I do think this is going to be an open affair. I went back and looked at Pachuca's playoff run last year and kind of saw a little bit of a trend. I'm not a big trends guy, but this was more of like a tactical trend for me, because I went back and looked. They started their playoffs in the first round against Atletico San Luis on the road, was 2-2. They come back at home and just absolutely go ham, and the game ends 3-2. They advance on aggregate 5-4. Then they play Club America, 1-1 draw on the road. Come back home. They need to score goals. They need to win. Put up 3 goals. Now they're in the finals. They start at home, get down 2-0 to Atlas, and then go on the road and win 2-1. Obviously, they still lost an aggregate in the final by 1 goal. But I'm seeing a trend here of them kind of being conservative in the first leg, and then second leg, when they really need it, they're letting it rip. So hopefully we get some more of that, and hopefully it's an easy winner and an exciting game.
Yeah, there's no doubt they're a very strong home side. They average just under 2.5 goals per match over the last 5. For sure, I expect them to open it up, but they really don't have a choice, right? And that forces, and that's what the nice part is about second legs, is depending on the outcome of the first leg, you know, it forces an open type match. When you look at Club America, 6-1 win, it's like, do you really think there's going to be a ton of goals in that match? Because Club America is going to go home. They'll probably just coast. I mean, this is my guess, but when you have a match that's 1-0, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot to play for. Everything's still up for grabs, which creates more of a better formula, a better setup for goals, as you said. So yeah, I like the look here. You know, Tigres have had mixed success on the road. Again, their side, like, kind of a bit untrustworthy, a bit inconsistent, but the thing that is consistent is Pachuca being able to find the back of the net, which let's hope they do in the first half, which creates that open match flow.
Absolutely. I think if either team scores in the first half, there's going to be a ton of chances, obviously. And I also think that Pachuca playing with that level of desperation is going to be vulnerable, you know, on the counterattack the other way. So now with Thabin healthy and with Quiñones' speed getting back the other way on the counter, I really do expect an exciting game here. But anything on the other two matches that you felt like you wanted to touch on? Because we've got Club America, like you said, 6-1 aggregate, coming back home now against Puebla. It's basically done.
I would imagine that one's done for sure. I looked at Monterrey. I did take a gander at that match, and I considered Monterrey minus a 0.75 Asian handicapping. I considered, I think, even over team total over 1.5. I think that was a bit too juicy. That was a bit out of range, but I don't know. I have my doubts with Monterrey. Yeah. I don't know why. I have a funny suspicion that
I feel the same way.
You know, it's like one of those teams that, you know, whether it's NHL or NFL, you got the top team going into the playoffs, and then they get swept by the lowest seed kind of thing. You know, I don't know. I feel like they're playing far too conservative, right? 2 draws, 0-0 draws in the last 2 matches. Something's going on there.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I looked at it and had some of the, you know, similar reservations as far as backing them, because on paper it's a great spot. It's like, wow, look at Cruz Azul's back line and look at their expected goals allowed and look at all, I mean, but 0-0 in the first leg, it looks like they were fine with not taking chances in the first leg. Now coming back home, I just have this sneaking suspicion that Cruz Azul just scores a banger in the first half. Like, doesn't it feel like that? It just feels like out of nowhere, Cruz Azul is going to find a way to, you know, sneak one in or get on top early. And then you're really, you know, up against it. You've got an uphill battle at that point. So If you have the similar feeling with that one, then I'm fine. I mean, I was on the fence with it anyway, so I'm probably going to stay away as well.
Yeah, it's just it wasn't convincing enough for me to take a play or even a lean, you know. And I would I be shocked if Monterey wins 2-3-0? No, I wouldn't, because they're a strong home side, but because of their recent form and, you know, just the uneasy feeling I have about it, and that's something to be said, right? If you're looking for a play in a match and you really have to dig and you have to find like a some, it's right. Just not worth playing. You just exactly. Move on, you know? So that's, I think, what we both agree on. We're doing that here. So really nothing in the Monterey Cruz Azul America. It's a complete stay away, because really 5-goal deficit and what's
they'd be happy to lose 2-0.
Yeah. They, I don't think they'd really, they, and you yeah. might, you know, you might see some rotation. Right, you might see some rotation here too. Yeah. So, but I think we're on the two matches that, you know, are close, and that we look like, from a data perspective and from a situation perspective, look to be the best this weekend.
Absolutely, and that's our job, and hopefully it works out. I think that's it. So, you know, we appreciate everybody tuning in. This is an exciting time of the year. We got a lot going on. Liga MX playoffs are very fun. One of my favorite mm-hmm. playoff tournaments of all the leagues. Make sure you guys are following us on Twitter at Because We Win. That's the Betting Weekly Studios. We got a lot of content coming up. World Cup is coming up soon. We will have all kinds of content. We'll have you covered from absolutely every angle. Every group is going to be covered with previews and predictions. So really looking forward to that. And with that, we'll see you next week and appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.